You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Heineken Beverages announced a partnership with Absa aimed at the SME space. A 1.2 billion rand fund, yes, that is with a B, aimed at supporting small businesses and ensuring that we continue to have a thriving entrepreneurial landscape on the South African, or in South Africa and on the African continent. To take a look at this in more detail, I'm joined on the line by the Enterprise and Supplier Development Manager at Heineken Beverages, Charles Wyeth. Charles, thanks so much for taking the time. Lovely to have you on the show. Tell us about this initiative. Tell us about what it is that the initiative is designed to achieve and why Heineken Beverages felt this was necessary.
Thanks, Jimmy, for having me on the show. And yes, this initiative, we refer to it as the Ukukula Fund, which means growing together. It's part of Heineken's commitment to government, which came out of the merger of the Distell and Namibian Breweries and the old Heineken South Africa, when they were taken over by Heineken International. And as part of the agreement to the South African government, Heineken agreed to establish a, let's call it a small business development fund of 600 million rand, which includes a supplier development component and a localization and growth component. And that 600 million is part of the broader public interest commitments of about 10 billion rand, which included the construction of a new brewery, a maltery, tavern upgrading, and harm reduction programs. But this component is really, for me, one of the most exciting elements of that overall public interest commitment, because it's specifically geared to support small businesses. And at Heineken Beverages, we believe that small businesses have an important role to play in supporting economic development and economic growth, and really impacting local communities where those entrepreneurs or those businesses operate from.
I remember clearly when the Distell Heineken merger was announced. I think we spoke to the team at Heineken International around this on the show. So it's nice to see that some of the commitments that were made there are still being honored from an enterprise perspective. Charles, I want to look at some of the details of the fund, of how everything is structured and how it will all work. Can you give us some color around what types of businesses you're looking to support here, how you're looking to roll out the support, and how long this or these programs will be in effect for?
Certainly. So one of the years that we had is we didn't just want to provide loans or support to small businesses and then expect them to get on with doing their job. So we've tied it to linking those opportunities to companies that can access our value chain in the sense of supplying us with a good or service. So therefore, there has to be some kind of procurement opportunity and a long-term procurement contract in place between ourselves and the beneficiary or the applicant, so that at least if we're going to give an enterprise a loan, and these are zero interest loans over a generous period of time, so that it really gives that company a chance to really have some kind of equity investment, for all things being considered. And it gives them an opportunity by having a long-term contract with us, that at least they know they have business secured for the term of the loan, should we be giving them a loan. And that's really the essence of what we were looking at. We want to support businesses within our value chain as far as possible, and these are often established businesses. And then also the primary mechanism that we will be assisting them with is through a zero interest loan.
Well, I suppose this is fitting given that the month of November is a global entrepreneurship month, and it's fitting to be looking at these sorts of things. Charles, let's take a look at the other projects or other developments from a Heineken Beverages point of view? You touched on this a little earlier, saying that part of the commitments involved a new brewery being constructed in South Africa. Take us through, just from a Heineken Beverages perspective, the importance of that entire ecosystem. You mentioned, of course, the procurement side of it, having these smaller businesses be able to feed into a bigger ecosystem. But take us through that ecosystem and how that contributes towards community development.
I'm not specifically involved in the construction of the brewery and that project, but what I can say is we looked at the entire value chain from your upstream, let's say, farmer activities where the primary resources are being cultivated, such as barley for beer, grapes for wine, and apples for ciders, starting up there and then moving all the way down the value chain to effectively the customer interfacing points, which is the taverns. And that's where we have the tavern upgrading initiatives. So when it comes to items such as the brewery and the maltery, we have looked at how can we create opportunities for small businesses. And in that, and of course, all of these are black-owned small businesses, majority black-owned small businesses more specifically. And what we've done is we have gone in and seen what programs, what type of interventions can we develop, either directly or in partnership with some other entities. And let me give you an example. In the case of the maltery, we have a joint venture with a company called Soufflé, and they are one of the leading small barley supporting companies in the world. And we've launched a small barley farmer support program where we're looking at really saying, what are all the needs that a barley farmer would have, and how can we deliver those support interventions that can help that company or that young farming business become a viable and sustainable entity in the short term. So it would involve the provision of funding for the procurement of tractors and any other farming implements and equipment and machinery, as well as, let's say, cash flow assistance in the form of seed and any of the other key ingredients that those farmers would need. And we've applied that sort of principle right across the value chain. And in the allocation of funding towards small businesses, we have sort of looked at your upstream, middle stream, and downstream segments, and then seen how can we best provide scope for businesses at each of these different legs of the overall value chain, and then assist those companies with the type of interventions that they're going to need to assist them to become sustainable and profitable, most importantly, in the short term.
Creating opportunities and supporting small businesses through the use of their funds and resources. That is what the team at Heineken Beverages continues to do as part of their commitments towards South Africa. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Charles Wyeth, who is the Enterprise and Supplier Development Manager at Heineken Beverages, joining us to take a look at their 1.2 billion rand fund in partnership with APSA.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.